A branch of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission ruled yesterday that the Florida Green Party can challenge Progress Energy's proposed $17 billion nuclear power plant in Levy County. Three groups, the Greens, the Ecology Party of Florida, and the Nuclear Information and Resource Center, challenged Progress's combined operating license application back in February. Those groups challenged Progress on 26 different issues with the plant. Michael Canny is a member of the Green Energy Committee of the Green Party of Florida.
We really didn't intend to be one of the interveners, but when we saw that no one was doing this, there were no governmental entities who were looking at the application. They all have the right to do that, whether it's the city of Gainesville, which is a large part of the population is within the 50-mile radius of this plant, the Alachua County government. Basically, anyone within the 50-mile radius, whether you're an organization, individual, or governmental entity, has the right by federal law to participate in this process and, you know, study the application and enter your, if you have any contentions to what's being presented, then you can do that within the framework of, it's sort of like a regulated lawsuit.
No date has been set for a hearing yet. The Atomic Licensing Board ruled on Wednesday that several issues raised by the Greens and the other groups had merit. Wendy Horn is a spokesperson for Progress Energy.
Out of the 12 proposed contentions that were brought to the board, two and a half, basically, contentions were actually deemed admissible. So as of right now, we're just reviewing the ruling and are determining whether or not we're going to enter an appeal.
The Green Party's Michael Canny says that the public power company Gainesville Regional Utilities rejected a request to work with Progress on its nuclear plant proposal. But he says that they and the Alachua County government refused to join with the Greens and others in contesting the application.
I think wrongfully perceived this process as opposition to the plan. See, we don't perceive this petition to intervene as necessarily opposition to the plan. It's opposition to a deficient application. And we think every aspect, since this plant is such a huge impact project, that every aspect of it should be very highly scrutinized. I mean, their emergency evacuation plans, their construction plans, and how it impacts on the local wetlands and the water table. They use massive amounts of. One of these plants uses over 22 million gallons of water a day. I mean, and you're setting something up that's going to be operating for the next 50 years. The local area has to look at something more than, it's not just a construction project. And, they talk about the tax revenues and the jobs, as if this is some kind of, construction project. But then the nuclear waste issues, nobody wants to talk about that. You know, the fact that every single nuclear plant in this country right now is a permanent nuclear waste repository until they figure out a plan for what to do with it all. And we're not really any closer to that now than we were 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Although it will be years, if at all, that the proposed nuclear power plant would come online, Progress customers are already paying for its construction thanks to a 2006 state law. The law allows no recourse for refunds if the plant is never built. The rate that customers pay per 1,000 kilowatt hours now is $4.31. A substantial reduction from the $12 plus they were paying before lawmakers pushed Progress to reduce the rate earlier this year. At that time, Newport Richey State Senator Mike Fasano said, quote, "It really amazes me how shameless Progress Energy is. They have no consideration for the customer, none whatsoever." Again, Michael Canny with the Florida Green Party.
They want the public to invest in these things. They want us to pay for them, for the construction. They want us to insure them. That's why they have the Price-Anderson Acts, because there's no private insurance company that will insure a nuclear plant. So the public pays to have them built, the public pays to insure them, and then the public pays to safeguard the waste in perpetuity after the plant shut down. I mean, that's a great deal for the company that's making the money off of the power, but it's not a great deal for the public.